Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, rainy Tuesday. You know, the only thing to make a day like this better is to go to the DMV. How'd that go?
Horrible. Horrible.
I have to go. Let me just steal your segment. I'm a grown man. I should know this, but if anyone knows it and can save me some time, I lost my license, my physical license. I've done that before. I don't remember having to do anything crazy. Anyone done that recently?
No.
To replace like a physical license?
I had to go get my Missouri driver's license for the first time ever at the beginning of the year because I registered my tracks at my current address. And I got the real ID, which is what you'll need to have if you want to fly or anything.
Right.
Which might turn into an issue for you pretty soon, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll probably get one of those.
Yeah.
When you get this replaced.
I had to get my social security card.
F.
I mean, you're probably going to, if you don't have your driver's license now, you're probably going to have to get your birth certificate. I have all the paperwork at home.
Yeah.
But it was
I'll try using
a
yours.
List. Yeah, okay.
Well, Ms. Zimmerman, you appear to have some sort of horrible disease.
What happened to all your hair?
Hey, that's uncalled for.
Okay, sorry.
DMV, go right ahead.
So my plates are expired, and they expired while everything was in lockdown, and so they said when we tried to do what we needed to do, for some reason I couldn't do it online. I think because I've just got that truck last year, so it wasn't on the personal property tax yet, because we usually always do it online. But for whatever reason, we couldn't do it online this time. So they said, don't, you know, it's all right. There's like a, you know, a grace period for, because everything's closed down. So, you know, you have an extended period of time to get your deal taken care of. So I went a few weeks ago to the one by my house and it was like appointment only. And I hadn't made an appointment. So, okay, scrapped that trip. Today I went to I was out running some errands, and so I went to a different DMV that I had heard was like known for being shorter lines and a better one to go to. And I get there, it's Tuesday morning, it's raining. I'm thinking,
perfect.
Tuesday morning in the rain, this is the one time that nobody's going to be there. There was at least 30 people in line outside the DMV. I couldn't see what was going on inside. But it made me ask this question. What, because this is not a DMV thing. This is an everywhere thing. What about social distancing makes everything move slower? I don't understand why the lines don't move because we're wearing masks and we're social distancing.
I haven't noticed that.
I have. Everywhere.
I haven't stood in line at all outside. I've never stood out outside to get into a store or anything. So I guess I don't have experience with it either.
Why is this? So I went and I got in the line, but I couldn't wait all day. And I stood there for like a half an hour and never moved. So I was like, I gotta go to work. I can't stand here anymore. So I just, it's mind-boggling to me.
So you didn't even see the inside of the DMV?
No!
Could have been having a party in there.
I never even moved. Yeah. And I'm like, why? If we're all lined up out here because we can't all be inside together, I understand that. But why is the line not moving?
What was the vibe? Well, first of all, was it raining on you?
We were under like an overhang, like in a strip mall situation where you can stand.
Were people fraternizing? Complaining?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, a little bit of that. Yeah. We were definitely all on the same team, you know? It was just mind-boggling to me. What about wearing masks makes the lines go slower? Why are we not moving? Why are there so many lines? Why are there so many lines everywhere you go? To check out at Target, the line is forever. To check out at the grocery store, the line is forever. Why does masks and social distancing make the lines go slower?
That's weird because we obviously have different lives, but I haven't found that at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've been stood all the way across Target. Like, the line goes all the way across the store.
Now, I haven't been to a Target, so.
I look at Target to see if they're busy or not. You can tell on, like, they have their hours listed, and it'll let you know right now it's a little busy. So if it says, I try to go at off times, and I try to look at that clock thing before I go. So yeah, I'm so averse to crowds, like even when there's not a pandemic going on, that I've been pretty, I haven't gone to anything during its peak. I don't want to.
I hate, like, I do everything in my life to avoid lines, and I feel like they've been unavoidable lately.
Man, last time I went to the DMV, they were so mean to me. I don't know if I talked about that on the show or not. The guy was so mean. And I was trying to be sweet, and it just didn't matter to him. I was the stupidest person because I couldn't hear. And he asked me if I had hearing problems because he was mumbling like this. And I'd be like, I'm sorry, what? What was that? And after a while, he goes, do you have hearing problems? And I'm like, I don't even know if you can ask me that. But no, I don't. It was so rude. And then their copier was broke, and I had to drive to a FedEx like 3 miles away and make my own copy
of my
pass.
Nothing more impressive than
that was
DMV.
The thing. I had to bring my passport as one of my things to get my real ID. Yeah, it was a whole thing. So good luck, Dave.
Well, that was the other thing. I wasn't even positive I had the right stuff.
Do you have to have a real ID?
I think I had the right stuff. I had the stuff that they told me to have and the thing that they mailed to me. But I've learned that means nothing.
Do you have to have a real ID to fly now?
I feel like it starts in October, but let me double check.
Okay. So I'm flying in 2 weeks, or I may be driving.
Missouri Real ID information. Mm-hmm. Prior to October 1st, 2021, military bases will accept licenses and ID card marked as Real ID compliant or Missouri license and ID cards issued prior to March 25th, 2019, which have no Real ID marking. So that's a military base, and you would have to have one issued prior to March 2019.
I'll find out.
To board domestic flights. Okay. You, effective October 1st, 2021, you'll be required to present Real ID compliant driver license to board domestic flights.
Okay.
So you just need a normal driver's license, but you might as well get your Real ID because you're going to need...
On September 30th, 2021.
That's a 2021 problem.
Domestic flight.
That's a fall 2021
problem. That's a COVID-21 problem.
Who knows? It'll be a whole different planet. All the rules will be different by then anyway.
Yeah, I'll be some alien's bitch.
Yeah. You went and got that real ID. Remember that?
Way to go.
Yeah.
Glad
How's that
helped.
Working for you?
So tell me about what broke you during the press briefing yesterday about journalists.
I've been kind of harping on the media here lately and blaming them for a lot of things. And I'm not taking any of that back right now. I'm doubling down on it.
Just so the media knows if they're listening.
Yeah. It's like when I mentioned last week that when Nancy Pelosi starts with the position of the Republicans are trying to kill American citizens. Remember her statement about George Floyd, that they're trying, you know. And I said, when you start from that position, we're going, there's nowhere to go. When you have the Speaker of the House, the leader of one of the parties that is willing to be that extreme to start the conversation, there's nowhere to go. When you're at a press briefing at the freaking White House, which being in the media and being a news junkie and somebody who until about a year ago really liked covering and talking about the news and especially elections and, you know, like just really like I'm just kind of a nerd for that stuff, thinking about like what a privilege and what amazing it would be to be one of those people that gets a White House press pass. It's probably not as hard as I think it is. I've probably, you know, made it into something that's not as fantastic as it sounds like. But to be able to, like, go to the White House as part of your job and go into the White House and be a part of the press briefing, like, kind of like we talked about with politicians in the past. Like, you always thought people were senators and congresspeople because they were somehow smarter or better than all of us. And actually, as you learn, they're far from it. So maybe that's the thing, same thing about these media people. So in the press briefing in the White House yesterday, somebody asked Kayleigh McEnany if the president of the United States was happy that the South lost the Civil War. That was the question.
Wow. I did not hear that.
Is President Trump happy that the South lost the Civil War?
How'd she answer?
She says that's an absurd question. I think it was one of those two questions.
Yeah.
Question one, is he happy the South won the Civil War? Question two, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. And she said, well, question one, that's absurd. And then question two was almost as absurd.
I understand that we have freedom.
But we're in a press briefing in the White House.
That's when you invite that person not to come back.
And you're asking if the president of the United States is happy that the South lost the Civil War. What else? What other evidence do you need that we have that we're gone?
That should
the media
be.
We're gone.
That should be when fellow journalists go to you and go, what the hell are you doing? You're making us all look really stupid.
They probably got high fives. That's a journalist. It broke me. That was a good way to ask
journalist
that question. What broke you?
Trying to be the news. That's just stupid. It's just stupid.
It's so stupid.
Now, I don't mind someone saying the president seems to not have much passion for removing these statues. Can you explain why? That's a valid question. A lot of people want to take down Confederate war statues. The president doesn't want to take them down. Can you explain what it is about it? That's a fair question, but
is the president happy that the South lost the Civil War?
Rach, you agree? You're making a face.
No, I mean, it's obviously a silly question, but and I hate to do this because I hate when people do it to me when I'm trying to make a point, but the dude, I'm not saying it was worth the media asking him this question, but on Sunday morning, the dude tweeted out a video where someone screamed white power 8 seconds into it. Then he went out golfing, and none of his aides could reach him because he was golfing to tell him, hey, someone's yelling white power. And we've just kind of forgotten about that. Like, it's not like President Trump doesn't deserve to be questioned because he makes these choices and he plays in that sandbox all the time. So, I mean, yeah, dumb question. Are you happy that blank is a dumb question to ask about a president? Because, first of all, you're asking his spokesperson who's not going to be able to tell you what his emotion is on it. But I don't know. I think the white power video is way weirder and more off the wall and breakable than that.
Why do you think it's not? Because I've not seen much coverage of it. Why do you think it's not?
It happened early Sunday morning, and then later on Sunday, a Central West End couple, pink polo and stripy shirt, were out
so
pointing
just got
guns.
Lucky?
And, yeah, that was a bigger story. And, I mean, it's also not like he hasn't done something like that before. This was just so crazy brazen. And then his excuse for it was, well, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry, but it was in the first 10 seconds of the video. So you
kind of what the video
so
was.
You either did hear it and didn't care and posted it, or you were so negligent that you retweeted a video without watching it and you thanked everybody in it. So which is it? Because neither of those things sound good to me. And I'll have people tweeting at me and telling me, why are you even focused on this? Because he put it on his Twitter and he's the president. He's the president. I pay attention to what he does. And whenever he makes a colossal F up like that, people are like, well, what about the other side? I don't really care about the other side. We're talking about what's happening here with President Trump. The president tweeted out a video saying thank you to the great people of the villages. And 8 seconds into that video, a dude yelled white power. If that's okay with you, let's not even have a conversation, because I'm not going to. I told somebody on Twitter on Sunday, I'm like, I'm not going to come around on the white power video. So let's just stop talking. But whatever. That's how I feel.
But my story was about the media. If I was doing a story about why
I
hate the president, or why this president has got major issues.
I'm not criticizing you.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, that to me, the two things don't really have anything to do with each other. Like,
I think they absolutely do, because Trump's always talking about how unfairly the media treats him. And that might be true. Like the story you just described. He's absolutely being asked a question that no other president would ever be asked. However, like I said, he plays in that sandbox. He uses those kind of tactics and does dumb stuff all the time to where he opens himself up to it. So everyone's playing unfairly in the equation, but it's not like he just lives his life under this umbrella of like morality and just upholds the office to this impeccable degree, and they're just coming at him like missiles. Like, it's been a war zone for 4 years, and if he stays in office, it'll continue to be like this. So the question is stupid. I would have never asked it, but it's not out of the question in my mind. That's just why I was kind of like, I couldn't really chime in, because I'm just like, yeah, it is dumb, but the dude says dumb stuff all the time, so...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.